Coach, do you think you have the personnel at running backs to get a better running game going if that becomes critical?
Yeah, the group's fine. We just got to get better as a unit right now. I think we've struggled a little bit this last game. First two games were pretty good. You look at our numbers, you know, our efficiency was good. Last game we were terrible. So we got a lot of room for improvement, but we'll get there. We're three games in.
Seems like none of the players want to point fingers at the other line, but as coaches, can y'all be critical and make sure that they're aware, you know, that they could be doing better? Obviously, they don't need stats on it.
It's a full group effort here. I mean, you can't just point the finger at the line because there's plenty of times where the backs have been wrong. We've been on the wrong checks. The receivers have missed a block. We've fumbled. I mean, we've all taken our turns. There's been some bad calls along the way. So, I mean, we're going to make some strides here coming up. I mean, Arizona is going to be a tough team for us to run the ball against, and that's going to be a challenge. And just like last game out, that's a good team versus the rush. And you got to try to find your spots and make the most of it.
What is it about Virgil's progress that's made him such a key component of your game?
His ability to kind of be a dual threat for us as far as pass protection and run blocking, and then he does enough in the passing game to where you can't fall asleep on him. But he's a very powerful guy and brings a little different aspect for us at that position.
Since the start of last season, Bowles has blitzed more than anybody else in the league. Do you expect him to try Manning or no?
I think he's going to do what he does well. And they've had a lot of success this year blitzing, and I'm sure they're going to have some kind of package, however they do it, however they get to it. And they'll have plenty of interesting things that we haven't seen before, and we're just going to have to make sure we stick with our fundamentals and our scheme and kind of our rules of what we've learned over training camp and up to this point, and stick with those and do the best we can as far as picking all that stuff up.
How much do Peterson and Cromartie help Bowles have that kind of flexibility?
Yeah, those guys are really good. I mean, everybody knows, Peterson, you talk about him and probably about two other guys in the NFL, and Cromartie's no slouch. I know that. I mean, we've seen him obviously for a long time, whether it's been in San Diego or New York, and the guy's a good, lockdown corner. They got two of them, and those are hard to find to get two on the same team. So for the most part, that's it. That allows him to do whatever he needs to do as far as getting pressure on the quarterback.
Coach, do you have an opinion on how much better your offense is when Welker plays?
I don't know if I can really, say we're better with him on the field than not. I mean, I know we can do some different things with him out there compared to what we do with our two tight end packages, but we're able to move the ball whether he's on the field or not. So, I mean, it's just everybody's personal opinion how they want to play the game.
Any thoughts on Manning's at 499? What 500 would mean?
In the big picture, we've been around the game. That's a lot.
I mean, it sounds like, I think Erich gave me a stat. There's only so many guys. 250 touchdowns, and the guy's got almost 500. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, since he's been here, I mean, it just feels like it's just so normal. I'm sure one day I'll look back and be like, well, it'd be nice to throw 30 touchdowns in a season. I mean, it's just so unusual. And I guess I'll look back one day and be like, that was special. Right now, I think we're just so in the moment that, whatever happens.